I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Monday's Central Asian quake caused significant damage in Pakistan. Death toll numbers are expected to rise by hundreds. Thousands are displaced, and there are still strong aftershocks. People are sleeping on the streets because they're afraid to go indoors. Forgotten Missionaries International's Bruce Allen says the problem is...
Usually, snowfall doesn't start until December in this region. However, it had started last week.
Plus, the government's refused outside help. That leaves it to internal networks like FMI's church network to respond. Allen says they're gathering funds so supplies can get where they need to go. Would you pray?
Our folks who have been trained in evangelism and discipleship are so prompt and courageous to share with people and reach out and then say, we do this in the name of Jesus because of what he has done for us.
And from the quake zone, we transition to prison ministry? Well, you see, there's a new leader at Crossroad Bible Institute. Lisa Blystra just accepted the role of executive director, and she needs your prayer.
Just that God would enable me to really discern what I need to learn when, and that he would continue to keep doors wide open to us.
She's no stranger to prison ministry, having helped lead prison fellowship ministries for a couple of years already. At CBI, Blystra hopes to connect local churches with the mission field behind bars, both in the U.S. and abroad.
When the local church is fully mobilized, we will see our communities change.
Please, pray for Blystra and the rest of the CBI staff, and visit us online for more on both of these stories. You can find us at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Jihad in the Middle East makes it easy to overlook what God's doing there. But as you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.